2013 NAFB convention is kicking off today on Wednesday, and I ran into my old friend Larry Quinn this morning. And Larry, you used to work with the USDA Office of Communications. We got lots of information from you. Whenever we had any questions, you were right there. But you're taking on a new role. What's going on?
Well, I used some of that old experience, or past experience, I shouldn't say, not old, but experience at writing a column for 15 years at USDA. I wrote a column on the back of our broadcaster's newsletter called Off Mic. Well, I looked around, and among the membership of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, I thought there are so many interesting stories about the people and the profession. And so I proposed to NAFB writing a column that I'm calling Erring on the Side of Agriculture, spelled A-I-R-I-N-G, to try to get people to think about their colleagues and about what they do on the side of agriculture.
It's kind of hard when you step away from, you know, your role at the USDA to kind of walk away from everybody. Is that kind of what drew you back, so to speak?
Well, somewhat, I guess. The one thing that you get to do in retirement years is to pick and choose what you want to do. And what I found out was that I did like writing a lot better than maybe I had thought. And this gives me an opportunity to get back to talking to people, which I enjoyed, and writing stories about them, and then feeling the response back from them after they've seen the column. So it's been a very enjoyable experience. Sometimes it writes itself and sometimes it doesn't.
So you're at convention this week, and that gives you a great opportunity to catch up with folks. How do you keep in touch with people outside of running into them at conventions and such?
You know what? Email and telephone are the greatest tools for me. And then what I don't find out from broadcasters in that respect, I look them up on the internet, look at their website, and I find out all kinds of information about them that they failed to tell me. So I try to make anything I write about someone a full complement of what they do and what they're about, and tell that story, sometimes linked with a current event. And it's sad when we have bad weather events in agriculture. That seems to be one of the biggest things that I have been writing about in the last 6 months, is weather events that are affecting agriculture. And I grew up in a situation in the Oklahoma Plains where the weather was our enemy most of the time, except when it rained.
Now, you know, you've been retired for 5 years now?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been retired for 4 years. You've kind of got to sit back and watch how things have been rolling out of Washington. We'll touch on this for just a minute. Is it hard to be away from the ins and outs of the everyday life at USDA, or are you trying to enjoy retirement as well?
Well, I guess I don't think about it as much as I thought I might, because I've pursued other interests. I am active with the Broadcast Committee of the National Press Club and the History and Heritage Committee of the National Press Club, through whom I have been doing some video oral history work with other journalists. And, in fact, one of our NAFB members, Orion Samuelson, is a member of the National Press Club, so I did a video oral history with him, which was an entirely enjoyable event, because I had just read his book. So that keeps me busy enough that I don't think too much about the past. I just try to think about the future.
Excellent. Well, that's Larry Quinn. He stopped by to visit us at the 2013 NAFB Annual Convention.